And just like that, as promised, more from the 2017 SHOT Show in the Sands Convention Center at the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome Juliana Crowder from A Girl and a Gun. Juliana, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me about the new things. We're talking about breaking stereotypes.
Right. We started 6 years ago breaking barriers, you know, for women in the shooting industry. And this year, we've identified that we really want to break stereotypes, you know, with the election going on and, you know, just a lot of different things happening. We're seeing a disconnect between Republicans, Democrats, you know, minorities. And we just really want to say all are welcome, you know, and if you have, you know, a passion about 2A rights and firearms, that's a common ground. So that's where the breaking stereotypes is of what is a gun owner, you know, who's welcome at the range, who's, you know, how are you shopping for your stuff? And one of the other big things is, you know, we're trying to get away from gun shaming, you know, or product shaming, and just really focus on education. So if you see somebody with a lesser quality product, we don't want to call them stupid or, you know, insult them.
Right.
We want to bring them in. We want to raise them up. And we want to help them make better choices next time.
Excellent.
You know, so, and we're also just trying to really convey the message of, you know, you're spending money on all this product. You need to spend money on education. So a lot of people are running out buying guns, participating more in the shooting sports, but they're not taking classes to really do better. So that's really been our mission and our focus this past year. And, you know, going into 2017, it's just ramping up.
Yeah. Well, Girl and a Gun has been wildly successful in just exposing new shooters to the range in a non-threatening, welcoming, friendship-like environment.
Right. We call it the, you know, non-judgmental,
right,
dude-free.
Right.
You know, just give the women an opportunity to come together and have some social time together. We do get a lot of husbands and say, gosh, I wish I could come to some of your events because they look so much fun. We did host our first co-ed event actually this week in Vegas right before SHOT Show. We called it Vegas Vacation. And we had one of our instructors come out and do some classwork specifically on, you know, how a couple works together in a crisis. You know,
sure.
So say an active shooter or a breaking in the home. How are you working together to not injure each other while you're trying to protect each other?
Right.
Or, you know, how to have silent cues so that you're paying attention in a crowd to one another so that you can recognize when the when your partner sees something wrong and it's time to go.
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
was really exciting to get to bring. We had five couples that came together, husbands and wives, and it was just really cool to see that whole dynamic of the women that we've been raising up now, you know, side by side with their partner, and then also learning from us.
That's an interesting aspect to it. Actually, doing a co-ed experience, the industry is definitely behind this program because
Absolutely.
You're exposing a bunch of brand new shooters who are also brand new customers.
Correct. And we have always prided ourselves on being ambassadors of the industry. And we work with all of the major manufacturers and even, you know, some of the smaller mom and pop shops that, you know, if we see a product that we feel is valuable and needs to be seen, we definitely want to talk about it. And you know, we talk about how sometimes the gun is going to choose you and not the other way around, or, you know, some products are just going to be better than others. And if we don't have, you know, an audience of the industry, you know, to give us products or come to our events or support us, then we can't be introducing them to all these new customers.
Sure.
So it's really been an exciting journey for us to, you know, bring in, you know, all these new customers and educate them up and then watch them go out into the stores and the industry into the shooting sports and seeing them thrive.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You had a team of girls shooting a big multi-gun match at Rock Castle.
We did.
Are we going to be doing things like that again in 2017?
We are. We're
okay,
so
great.
Excited. Yes. So Brownells is once again our presenting sponsor for our ladies multi-gun fall fest. It'll be the first weekend in October.
Okay.
And it is a real deal, legitimate three-gun match. It is great stages. I actually just got my stages from my designer
Neat.
A couple days ago, so I got to see what I got going on.
Yeah.
And, 8 stages, 2 side matches, great prize table, you know, and again, it's just a time for these women to come together, share what they know. If you're a new shooter, be mentored, you know, in this sport. And of course, Rock Castle is such a fabulous venue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like going to camp.
So much room.
Yep.
So many different capabilities.
And Red Stitch Targets is our premier sponsor for all of our steel, and they're making sure that we're outfitted up so that we have a really fantastic shooting experience for these ladies.
Awesome. What other big events?
It'll be our fifth year to host our national conference, and that always happens in Austin, Texas.
Right.
This year, we've moved to a larger facility that we can comfortably handle 350 ladies.
Wow.
If I was crazy enough, I could probably squeeze 500. But so 350 ladies are going to come for 3.5 days of training on and off the range. We'll have about 30 different topics available every session.
You bet.
So that's our biggest event of the year, 5 years running. And it's really cool to see these ladies coming in out of their comfort zone, getting a little self-defense training, learning about competition. Precision rifle is really big now.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of that activity going on as well.
And there are some, as an example, there are some world-class precision rifle shooters that are ladies. And there really isn't a physical male advantage in precision shooting.
Missy Gillian is coming to instruct, and she was with us last year, and she's coming back and bringing more guns. And we're setting her up on a known distance range of 800 to 1,000 yards. I mean, these ladies are getting the real deal training.
Perfect. That's going to be amazing. Let's say somebody's listening in right now and thinks, I'd like to be involved in that. What do they need to do? How do they get going?
They can find us at agirlinagun.org. Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook page for our national business page. And then every chapter has a local chapter group. If there's not a chapter near you, we have perks, as a national member with our shooting journal and our Training Tip Tuesday emails that go out.
Yep.
So even if there's not something locally you can do, our virtual training and our national sisterhood, there's always opportunities.
Yeah, full online support at girlinagun.org. Here's a question. Have you seen maybe some ladies who have started in one of the first couple of events start to really thrive in the shooting sports and come back to give back to more new shooters?
We have ladies that have done nothing. And
Julie Golub's here,
speaking
of lady shooters right now. She may be Facebook Living. That would be amazing.
I just had like a fangirl moment looking at her. I lost my train of thought.
Yep, that was rad.
We've had ladies that had zero experience to come back as leaders. They're leading chapters. They're becoming instructors. They're becoming regular seasoned shooters. They're participating fully in the community. So, yeah, we see all of it.
So it's growing on itself exponentially.
Yes, and we have to keep up with these ladies to make sure that we keep giving them more and more things to do to keep, we don't want them to outgrow us. So it is really exciting that they're challenging us to continue to grow to meet their needs with more opportunities. So that's where Robin and I stay fresh.
Exciting times. I'm glad to have been in on it at the beginning, and I'm glad to continue to support
it. You guys have been so awesome and coming out and covering us and just helping people find us, and we're very grateful for that.
You bet. Get involved at girlinagun.org. Juliana, thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.